Do not steal. So the other week we were out and we went to a coffee shop and we bought what you always buy at a coffee shop at 10 a.m, which is a plate of chips, obviously. So we bought our plate of chips and then we wandered down the pier because we were buying them, it was very nice. And it realised, because my card's quite clever, it tells me on my phone how much money the charity has spent. How much money we spent together. Anyway, it's clever like that. But it didn't come up. And so we realised that for whatever reason, the payment hadn't gone through on our chips. What'd you do? A couple of years back, I had a music library on my laptop. And I must admit, that music library was entirely created off me borrowing a mate's CD. Is anyone used to do this? Borrow a mate's CD and then rip the CD onto your laptop and then give it back and then the music is there. A few nods. All right, it wasn't just me. Yeah. All right. And then a couple of months ago, I was buying some supplies for Messy Church. So I was in Sainsbury's and I was getting some marshmallows because Messy Church needs food. So I was buying them. And then you know when you're at the self-scanning, beep, beep, you do all of that, get the bag, about to leave, and then realise that there's another pack of marshmallows that I haven't scanned. I was stressed, I was late for whatever I was meant to be late for, and Sainsbury's is a stressful place as it is. Why do we need that many aubergines? We don't, just give me one option of aubergine. Anyway, it's another issue. But I'm there and I'm getting stressed, and I notice, and the thought crosses my mind, just pick it up, Seven. Just pick it up and put it in the bag and walk out. Because, I mean, they're overpriced anyway. Like, they've made their profit off me already today, so they're not going to notice. What do you do?
That happened to me yesterday.
Haven't you? We experienced it, don't we? You'll be pleased to know that I did not furnish Messy Church with stolen goods. I didn't steal them, you'll be pleased to know. You'll be pleased to know we did go back to the coffee shop and we did pay for our chips. And I did, having spoken to a musician who said, this is the reason I will never be able to make a living out of my life. I did delete that musician file. It's hard though, isn't it? Right. And we're thinking about do not steal. There's a lot of things you can steal. I think what I'm most guilty of is stealing credit. Anyone does that do that? Or you tell stuff and you pass it off as your own. Be that an idea, or a bit of art, or you put something on social media that wasn't really yours. I used to try and make a bit of a reputation of myself for being quite funny. I used to be on Twitter. I'm not on anymore. I know you're all really excited to follow me just then. But don't. I've gone, people, to the detriment of Twitter. Whatever. And there were times I'd read something really funny and I was like, oh, I could just put that and pretend that was mine. People will like that or favourite or whatever people do nowadays. No one have that temptation? You're in a meeting and someone kind of has an idea and you're like, and no one really heard them. So you just repeat the idea but louder and kind of pass it off as your own. We can steal credit, ideas, art. We can steal people's time where we know that they really don't want to spend time with us. But we kind of make it so they have to. It's a form of theft, isn't it? Like, their time's important, but we ring them at a time when we know they can't put the phone down. Or we constantly bug them. And, like, if they don't reply to an email in an hour, then we need their time. And I think there's a same element there with, like, stealing something that isn't yours. We obviously can steal money. We can steal stuff. Why do we do it? Why do people hit the wrong button on that self-service checkout and you pretend it was a small pastry at Lidl? You know it was a large pastry. You know, all my hands slip. Why do people do it? Why is it that I feel a temptation to, like, nick a funny joke and pass it off as my own? Why is it that we feel a temptation to steal people's time and always be a draw on their time, even when we know that, to be honest, they need that for themselves? Why are we creative with the truth on our insurance forms? Why do we forget to return that item, which was definitely borrowed? By the way, if you have the two white bowls for the church kitchen, it would be really good for that. I think this image sums up for me why a number of people steal stuff like that. And it's insecurity. No, sorry, 1 before Cindy. We're on the way one. We'll come to that in a minute. If you're walking along a rickety bridge, what is the thing that you do? You grab on. You grab on for dear life. And why do you grab on for dear life? Because you are insecure. Why is it that we feel the need to steal other people's ideas and pass them on? Why is it we feel we need to steal other people's time? Why is it we need to steal other people's friends? It's because deep down we're a bit insecure. And we just feel if we just had that, then I'd be more secure. And we grab on to the reins, we grab on to the edges, we grab on to things that aren't ours because we're walking along a rickety bridge. The Bible tells a story about this, which is the first story the Bible tells. Back in Exodus, where you've got Adam and Eve in the garden, many of you will know the story, and the snake comes along, and the snake says to Eve, I want you to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Many of us know this story. The snake comes along and says, eat from the fruit of the tree that you're not set. But what's interesting is the first thing that the snake says is he says to Eve, did God tell you not to eat any fruit from the tree? Because if you eat of this fruit, then you will be like God. The first thing the snake does to Eve is make her feel insecure about who she is. Hey Eve, did you know if you eat this fruit, you'll be like God? Hey Eve, did you know that currently you are not good enough? If you eat this fruit, then you'll be like a God. Eve, did you know that your current situation is not enough? Go and eat that tree. Go and eat that fruit. Go and do that thing that you're not meant to do. Go and take that thing that isn't yours. Why? Because you are not good enough as you are. There's an insecurity in some of us that causes us to steal things that aren't ours. It's why some people don't give back that borrowed item. Because it looks pretty in their house and they want people to come out and think they live in an expensive house or whatever. You know what I mean? We want to show off. I heard about one guy who his mate owned like a car dealership. And so every time he went to a wedding, he used to go to the car dealership and ask to borrow the fanciest car so he could pull up in the wedding looking all fancy in his new BMW. Why would you do that? Why would you take that thing that isn't yours and pass it off as your own? Well, because he's insecure, isn't he? He wants other people to think better, so he's insecure. And we grab onto the edge of the rickety bridge, and Eve does it. She buys into the lie that she's not good enough as she is. She needs to eat the fruit to become like a God, and so she does it. And she takes the fruit, and she eats it, and convinces Adam to do the same. But, the Bible says that you are good enough. The Bible says, as you are loved. Bible says that you cannot fathom the height nor the depth nor the width of the love of Christ. In one of the most powerful stories in the Bible, the prodigal son takes a step towards the father and the father runs to him and throws his arms around him and hugs him, even though he smells of pig and dirt and grime. Because as you are enough. The Bible says you are co-heirs with Christ. You are the son of a God. You are the daughter of God. You are an heir to all things. You are enough. Because you've got a father who loves you. You are accepted. You are forgiven. You are made whole. So why? Why do you need to grab stuff that isn't yours? Why do you need to pass that off as your own? Why do you need to pretend that you're something you're not so other people like you more? Why do you need to grab onto the edge of the rickety bridge when really you are walking somewhere very safe? Because your father loves you exactly as you are. I think it's a lot of insecurity, isn't it? Jesus looked at the flowers and he said, why do you worry about clothes? Which I think is an important question for a lot of us. Because I got very stressed in a shop the other day trying to buy clothes. Because similar to aubergines in Sainsbury's, there are too many jeans in the world. I'm just saying it. Let's all just work out what jeans we should all wear. I'm not advocating for communism, but I'll tell you what, it would have been easier if there was just one option. Jesus said, look at the flowers. Why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers on the field grow. They don't labour or spin. They don't work themselves after death. Yet I tell you that even Solomon in all his splendour wasn't dressed as well as one of these. If this is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and gone tomorrow, will he not much more clothe you? God says, you have a father who loves you as you are. So let's ditch the insecurity and try to grab things that aren't ours. I think there's another reason people steal. Partly, I think, it's out of insecurity, and we try and grab things that aren't ours, certainly with credit, and we want to make ourselves feel better, so we steal ideas and blah, blah, blah. There's a good question to ask yourself when you are tempted to steal, and that is, what is your price? Now, this was legitimately because, just to put that into context, we'd paid for our chips. We tried to pay for our chips, at least. We put the thing on the thing. It had beeped. We'd walked away. We were like halfway up the promenade. It was a faff to go back. Yeah? For £2.50. They wouldn't care. But the thought genuinely crossed my mind when we were legitimately deciding whether or not to go back and pay for our chips. The thought crossed my mind. I genuinely said to myself, Seven, is your integrity worth less than £2.50? Because that's the question, isn't it? Like, is your integrity, is the fact that you do what you say you're going to do, is the fact that you pay your debts, is the fact that you are who you say you are, is that worth more or less than £2.50? So I would like you to ask that question next time you're at a self-service checkout. Is your integrity worth more or less than that croissant that you want to pass off as a bread roll to save yourself 70 pence? What is your integrity worth? Pablo Escobar was one of the wealthiest people on earth when he was alive. He controlled the largest drug empire the world had ever known up till that point. If you want to see his story, watch it on Narcos. It's very exciting. And this was Pablo Escobar's line. He said, everyone has a price. The important thing is to find out where it is. Bible tells a good story about this. Jesus was in the desert. Many of us will know this story. And Jesus is in the desert and he is being tempted by Satan. Satan comes up to Jesus. And Satan, it's a really interesting line, shows Jesus all of the riches of the world. And he says to Jesus, if you just bow down and worship me, all of this will be yours. And Jesus essentially responds to him in a very James Bond kind of way. Says, the world is not enough. All the riches of the world, all the lands, all the kingdoms that Jesus is offered, he says, it is not enough. My integrity is worth more than that. Now, I don't know what my price would be. I don't know how much someone would have to offer me to compromise my integrity. But I can tell you this, that I've never been offered that amount of money before. And the chances are you're never going to be offered it either. No one's going to offer you £3 million in order to sacrifice your integrity. But day to day, you will be offered to sell at a lower price. Every day, you'll have an opportunity to cut that corner. Every day, you'll have an opportunity to tell that white lie. Every day, you have that opportunity to steal something or lie about something or pretend you're someone you're not. And my question to you is, well, what's your price? What's your price? Is your integrity worth more than that? And I decided my price was slightly higher than £2.50. And we went and paid for the chips. What is your price? Some steal because they're insecure. Some steal because they have a low price. And some people steal just because they're greedy, to be honest. They just want more and more and more and more. I mean, if you ever watched any of the documentaries about, like, the financial crash, there's lots of different complicated reasons, I'm sure, why it happened. But the way I saw it, there were people with a lot who wanted a lot more. And they kept wanting more and more and more until it all fell apart. Because some people just steal because they want more. There's something in them that they just want that extra bit and that extra bit and that extra bit. Last week we looked at the story of David, who could have had any woman he chose in the whole land, but he wanted the woman that was already married. Because there was something in him that just wanted more and more and more and more. I had that tendency, though it wasn't with stuff. I've never been too fussed about accumulating, like, trainers or clothes. Football shirts, yes, but trainers and clothes, less so. But I did used to have that attitude with friends. I used to be very insecure about the number of friends that I had and the number of relationships that I had, and it meant a lot to me to be perceived as being popular. And I used to spend quite a lot of headspace thinking about this, as how I can make more friends and how I can be more popular, blah, 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 blah. And then one day, I genuinely asked myself the question, how many friends would be enough? And I decided there was no limit. I realised that there was something in my brain that always was going to want more and more and more. There was something wrong with me, because I was never going to be satisfied. Now, for you, it might not be friends, it might be. For you, it might be stuff. You might never have enough pairs of shoes. For you, it might simply be money, that their number on your screen when you look at your bank balance will never be enough. For some of you, it would be, I need to feel comfort. And no amount of comfort will ever, so we always want to buy the more comfortable thing. I don't know what it is for you, but sometimes we steal because we are just greedy. And we can never have enough. We want more and more and more. This is a picture of someone who had that attitude. And I think it summarises to us how futile it is. This is an Egyptian mummy. Spectacular. And for those of you who know anything about Egypt, you will know that the wealthy and the great and good of Egypt were buried with all their stuff with them. And all of their riches and their gold, sometimes even pets, would get buried along with them. And why? Well, they believed they could take it to the afterlife. But in all honesty, a few thousand years later, it just meant it got dug up and stuck in a museum somewhere. Because you can't take it with you. No matter how much you try, no matter how much more you get, no matter how much you cling to it, you can't take it with you by burying it with you. They thought they could take it to the afterlife. Jesus, who would, although he would have not directly known about this practice in Egypt, he would have been familiar with similar things, because they also did it in some Roman areas as well. So it's not a fair cry to suggest that Jesus knew about this practice, that when you died, you try and hoard it. You take it with you. You try and take your phone with you when you die. I know some people probably would, to be honest, just in case they missed a text. But anyway, try and cram it into their coffin and take it with you. And this is what Jesus said. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, or archaeologists pick it up and stick it in a museum, where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. You can take it with you. Give it away. You can take it with you. Give it away. There will be a day where all of us will die. And I know it's a morbid thought on a Sunday morning, and in a way I'm sorry, but I think it is important to think about sometimes. And our body will be laid to rest, and people will go and eat quiche. And they will talk about you. And in that time, no one will talk about how fancy your phone is. No one. No one will talk about how good your car was. No one will talk about how big your house was or how shiny your shoes were. Everyone will talk about what you gave. Everyone will talk about what you gave. In your energy, in your time, in your love, in your possessions and your money. There will be people who say, there was that one moment where I was really low and he or she called me up and gave me some of their time. It made all the difference. Some people will say, oh, there was that moment where I was really struggling and he or she wrote me a check, and it made all the difference. There was that moment where I was absolutely lost, and I had to call them up, and they drove out in the middle of the night, and they go, people will not talk about what you had. People will talk about what you gave. People will talk about what you gave to them. People will talk about what you gave to others. You can take it with you. Give it away. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but instead store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. We overcome our desire to take with gratitude and with generosity. We rob because we're insecure. We rob because we have too low a view of ourselves, too low a price. Sometimes we rob because we want more and more and more. But you can take it with you. Give it away. Otherwise, you end up robbing yourself of the joy of giving. What's the best bit of Christmas? It's not the presents you open, is it? It's seeing other people open the presents you give. We know that's true at Christmas. Don't rob yourself that joy. Don't rob yourself that joy of taking it with you. Generosity and gratitude. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you love us as we are. We don't have to be insecure about what we don't have because we have your love, your forgiveness, your joy and your peace. We thank you that we are your children, and as such we are heirs of Christ. We're sorry, God, for the times that we've stolen, where we've taken stuff that wasn't ours. We ask that this week we would be grateful and we would be generous. In your name. Amen.